Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing group activities. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about activities you've done with others. This topic is particularly common in part 2, where you may be asked to describe something you did with someone or a group of people. Let's explore how to tackle this type of question effectively and achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. When faced with a question about describing a group activity, it's crucial to choose an experience that you can discuss in detail. This could be a project, an outing, or any collaborative effort that left a lasting impression on you. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to group activities. Here are some examples. Do you prefer working alone or in a group? What kind of group activities do you enjoy? How often do you participate in group activities? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd say it largely depends on the nature of the task at hand. For complex projects that require diverse skills and perspectives, I find working in a group incredibly beneficial. The synergy of different ideas often leads to more innovative solutions. However, for tasks that require deep concentration and individual creativity, I prefer working alone. It allows me to fully immerse myself in the work without distractions. Ultimately, I believe a balance between collaborative and individual work is ideal for personal and professional growth. Part 2. Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe something you did with a group of people. You should say what you did, who you did it with, where and when you did it, and explain how you felt about doing this activity with others. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a charity run I participated in last summer with a group of colleagues. It was a 10-kilometer run organized to raise funds for a local children's hospital. There were about 10 of us from my office who decided to join this event together. We did it on a Sunday morning in July, starting from the city center and running through some of the main streets and parks. The atmosphere was really lively, with lots of people cheering us on. Doing this activity with my colleagues made it much more enjoyable. We encouraged each other during the training sessions leading up to the event, and on the day itself, we kept each other motivated. It was challenging, but also rewarding. I felt a great sense of accomplishment after completing the run, especially knowing that we were contributing to a good cause. It was also a great bonding experience for our team, and I think it helped improve our relationships at work. Sample answer. I'd like to recount a memorable experience I had last summer when I participated in a charity run with a group of colleagues. This wasn't just any run. It was a challenging 10-kilometer event organized to raise funds for our local children's hospital, a cause that's particularly close to my heart. Our group consisted of about 10 individuals from various departments in my office. We collectively decided to join this event, seeing it as an opportunity to contribute to our community while also fostering team spirit. The run took place on a crisp Sunday morning in July. The route was meticulously planned, starting from the bustling city center and winding through some of our city's most picturesque streets and verdant parks. The atmosphere was electric, with throngs of spectators lining the streets, their enthusiastic cheers providing a constant source of motivation. Embarking on this endeavor with my colleagues transformed what could have been a solitary challenge into a shared adventure. In the weeks leading up to the event, we diligently trained together, pushing each other to improve our stamina and speed. On the day of the run, we formed a tight-knit unit, offering words of encouragement when the going got tough and celebrating each milestone together. Upon crossing the finish line, I was overwhelmed by a profound sense of accomplishment. This feeling was magnified by the knowledge that our efforts were contributing to a noble cause. Moreover, the experience served as a catalyst for stronger interpersonal bonds within our team. I found that the camaraderie we developed during this event translated into improved collaboration and communication in our professional lives. In retrospect, this group activity was far more than just a run. It was a testament to the power of collective effort, a celebration of community spirit, and a poignant reminder of the positive impact we can make when we come together for a common purpose. Follow-up questions. How did participating in this event change your relationship with your colleagues? Do you think group activities like this are beneficial for companies? Why or why not? Sample answer, band 8-9, for question 1. Participating in this event profoundly transformed our team dynamics. It fostered a sense of camaraderie that extended far beyond the confines of our office. We discovered hidden strengths in each other and learned to appreciate diverse perspectives. This shared experience created a common ground that made our professional interactions more fluid and productive. We became more than just colleagues. We became a cohesive unit with a shared history of overcoming challenges. This newfound bond has significantly enhanced our ability to collaborate on projects, resolve conflicts more effectively, and support each other during stressful periods at work. Part 3, two-way discussion. Do you think group activities are becoming more or less popular these days? Sample answer, band 6-7. I think group activities are becoming more popular these days. With social media and technology, it's easier for people to organize and join group events. Also, many companies are focusing on team-building activities, which often involve group work. However, I've noticed that some people prefer individual activities because of busy schedules or personal preferences. Sample answer, band 8-9. I believe there's a nuanced shift in the popularity of group activities in recent times. On one hand, we're seeing a surge in organized group events facilitated by the connectivity offered by social media and technology. These platforms have revolutionized the way people coordinate and participate in collective activities, making them more accessible than ever before. Moreover, there's a growing recognition in the corporate world of the value of team-building exercises, which often manifest as group activities. This trend is driven by research highlighting the benefits of collaborative experiences in enhancing workplace productivity and employee satisfaction. However, it's crucial to acknowledge a countercurrent to this trend. The increasing individualization of society, coupled with the demands of hectic modern lifestyles, has led some people to gravitate towards solitary pursuits. The rise of personalized fitness apps and online learning platforms, for instance, caters to those who prefer to engage in activities at their own pace and on their own schedule. Furthermore, the recent global health crisis has paradoxically both hindered and catalyzed group activities. While it initially led to a decline in physical gatherings, it also spurred innovation in virtual group experiences, blurring the lines between individual and collective activities. In conclusion, while group activities are certainly evolving and finding new expressions in our digital age, their popularity is subject to a complex interplay of social, technological, and personal factors. The future likely lies in a balance between group and individual activities, with technology playing a pivotal role in shaping how we connect and collaborate. Key vocabulary and phrases. Synergy, synergy, noun. The interaction of elements that, when combined, produce a total effect that is greater than the sum of the individual elements. Example, the synergy within our team led to outstanding results. To foster, fust, verb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, group activities can foster a sense of unity among colleagues. Camaraderie, camaraderie, noun, mutual trust and friendship among people who spend a lot of time together. Example, the charity run helped build camaraderie among team members. To embark on, phrasal verb, to start or begin a course of action. Example, we embarked on the project with great enthusiasm. Cohesive, cohesive, adjective, characterized by or causing cohesion, unified. Example, after the group activity, we became a more cohesive team. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing group activities in the IELTS speaking test, choose a specific and memorable activity that you can discuss in detail. Use a variety of descriptive language to bring your experience to life. Reflect on the impact of the activity on yourself and your relationships with others. Practice explaining your feelings and thoughts about the experience. Be prepared to discuss broader topics related to group activities in Part 3. Remember, the key to a high score is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, a wide range of vocabulary, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on describing a person who helped you solve a problem helpful. It provides additional strategies for constructing detailed and engaging responses. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.